This is a HeadGum Original. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Bravo, bellissima, pepperoni, pizza. Welcome to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race UK podcast, and the most problematic one, because we are currently talking Drag Race Italia, and I plan on leaning hard into every wah-yoo, wahoo that can possibly come up, because I am that kind of girl. If you like this Drag Race Italia content, guess what? You can support us, because I'm fucking exhausted. It's too much Drag Race. And if you like this content, you can throw some coins at me, at my name, at Manu Agapian, on the Venmo or PayPal. Look for the furry circle. That's me. And I can't have this conversation without my doppelbanger, as they call him, the twin I like to suck. Fuck. The one and only Oscar Montoya is joining us. Hi.
Hey.
I just called you my doppelbanger. What love it.
Please define that, please.
Oh, that's when you fuck your twin. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like gay couples who fuck their, you know.
Bury that.
You know those girls.
Bury that.
Occhi di gatto. Stop.
Occhi di gatto.
Stop. Stop. Are you going to give me last ketchup?
Occhi di gatto.
I mean, if girl, they don't do
that song, has been stuck. It's like a parasite in my brain. I cannot get rid of that damn song.
Do oh my god, that's horrible news for you. Because if they don't do an Ozone lip sync or Eiffel 65 lip sync,
are they Italian?
Yes, girl.
Eiffel 65 is Italian.
Yes, educate yourself. Okay.
As in the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, they're Italian.
Is Italian?
Oh, so they can't represent other cultures? Is that what you're saying?
I'm confused.
Oh, no,
why are they not called Pizza 65? Pizza 65. Why are they not called Pizza 65?
No, they'll change their name. Thank you for gatekeeping European culture.
Geography matters. And if you're not from that country.
Bitch, you don't know geography. What's the biggest body of water in Africa?
Mine.
You don't know. That hole is wet, gaping, and ready for any of y'all to take a plunge in. So true.
Italia, bitch. We are the
Italia.
New country, new vibe altogether.
Honestly. And it's this. So far, I'll say this iteration of Drag Race got me like my favorite Italian character, Toad. It got me falling off the side of Yoshi Valley like, ow, wah, 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 wah.
Wait, Toad is Italian?
Why? Of course, if Mario's Italian, then Toad's Italian.
No. Toad is from the Mushroom Kingdom. That ain't in Italy.
So is Mario.
No, Mario is not from the Mushroom Kingdom, bitch.
Okay, where are you getting your history?
Mario and Luigi are both immigrants that came to the Mushroom Kingdom for a better opportunity.
I don't know what kind of QAnon.
There was a plumbing famine in Italy back in the day, and they moved to the Mushroom Kingdom for. In Italy, did I not?
I don't think this is right. I think you're going for some Mario 2 dream canon. That was a dream, Mama.
I'm actually going with the. With the movie Legends, you know.
Fuck.
Which is canon for me.
Fuck all the way off.
Hey. But Toad is not Italian. Mm-mm.
No, ma'am.
No.
And then Princess Peach. Princess Peach is Italian.
She's not Italian.
She is the princess of the Mushroom Kingdom.
No, I'm sorry.
No. You're crazy.
No.
Then why does... Wait.
Who's crazy? You or me?
You... I'm going to lose my mind.
You or me. Mushroom Kingdom is not Italy.
Okay.
Mushroom Kingdom is not Italy. Do not come with me with these fake facts.
Where is the Mushroom Kingdom?
Estonia.
Shut the fuck up. With your fucking get out of here. Fuck, I forgot her name immediately. Vanity Malert.
Problematic. Hashtag cancel mono. Don't forget, everyone. Don't forget.
Listen, if you want to support us, you can send some coin to fucking Oscar at OZZYMO on the PayPal and Venmo. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
If you want this to keep going, I'm going to say it right now. I don't know.
Is she tired?
I just saw the first two episodes. I'm not gagging. Are you gagging? Because I'm not gagging at the first two episodes of Drag Race Italia. Are you? Talk to me. Tell me.
What part of Occhi di Gatto do you not get?
That's one song.
I am thoroughly gagged.
You love old weird Italian pop, which I'm
actually here for. Wow, disrespectful. Respect your ancestors, bitch. Come on.
I mean, look, I am here for, there's some old ones I love. Okay.
Which ones?
I think it's Raffaella Carrara. Love her, because she had that really gaggy, dumb Italian song that Bob Sinclair remixed. True.
Who?
Bob, oh my God. I can't. We have to talk about this, because we're going to try to talk about two episodes. We're going to chirp and burp these entrances. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Wait, so you're not gagged?
I'm not yet.
Interesting. I'm not yet. I'm excited. I'm really excited about the dumb drama that they really appeared out, like they really conjured up out of nowhere.
Oh my God. I mean, look, I knew Italians were long-winded, but y'all, you need to shut the fuck up.
No, girl, it's long-dicked. They're long-dicked.
Oh my God.
You heard wrong.
You heard, I wasn't listening. I couldn't hear a damn thing. With all those long go-go boy dicks in my ears. Listen, these episodes really need to calm down. Why are they an hour and 20 minutes?
They're long. You were gagged by how long they were. You were not ready for it.
No, this started late.
You were not ready for it.
I'm in the fourth act of the second episode. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not there yet.
Yeah. It's long. Unnecessarily long because the drama is what? Too much.
It is a lot. Everyone loves to cry. They love to cry.
They're passionate people.
They are. And I do support that. I do support the pit crew as well. Thank you, TW.
That pit crew. Maybe the most delicious pit crew?
I mean,
we've ever seen?
I loved España, which you didn't love. I mean, the pit crew in España and Italy are insane.
Yeah.
Like, truly... a crime. Like something's like they have to be probably, they aren't men. These are fucking Prometheuses. These fucking demon aliens.
They're toads, according to you. They're mushrooms.
I can't.
They're mushrooms come to life.
Okay. I mean, let's be real. We're the toads of this mushroom kingdom.
Yep. You're right. God.
Shut up. Okay. Let's chirp and burp this shit, okay?
Yeah.
So we have coming out first through this Ciao Italia workroom. The lovely.
Oh,
do you love
the over-explanation of what the show is at the beginning?
Oh
of the
my
episode?
God. The beginning.
10 minute of like, these are the rules. And even the format of the show is like, for those of you who've never seen Drag Race, this is what it is. I'm like, girl.
The placards are very funny. Yeah. I'm like, mini challenge.
Lip sync.
Yeah.
It's like, we know. You said it.
We're aware. Someone's asking you to see your nails. Let's see.
These little babies.
Oh, cute.
They glow in the dark.
Oh my God. Baby, that's radiation. Baby, that's not the nail. That's
radioactive, because... radioactive.
Are you having fun? Are you having fun?
This episode is just for me, y'all.
Is that Marina? Okay, so first we have Divinity.
Divinity, yes.
Coming
Divinity.
Through blonde poofs. You know, little body oddy oddy suit.
Mm-hmm. She is very that girl. It's cute. It's funny because in drag she's so stunning, but out of drag she sort of looks like a lizard to me.
Oh my God. Not calling her the lizard man from Monsters, Inc. Not this.
Well, she sort of does. Am I wrong? She sort of
does. But she's kind of cute out of drag, I feel.
I don't know. If you're into lizards, sure, yeah.
But. I think I might be into lizards because I thought she was kind of... She has like a cute, you know, like the tall henchman. Like the tall like henchman in a Disney movie. Like she has that vibe and I'm kind of here for it. Randall, thank you. Randall's very Randall. Okay, is it a chirp or a burp?
Chirp.
Yeah.
You chirping it or you burping
it? It's a chirp. It's cute. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's an ice skater, but it's cute.
Okay.
Okay, next we have coming in to the workroom in this poison green and black Edward pointy hands look. I believe it is Farida Kant.
Farida Kant, yes.
This is
yes,
Farida
yes,
Kant.
Yes, yes. I mean, yeah. Stun.
I like
she's,
it.
She's serving to the kids already from jump. You know, she might be one of my favorites to maybe win this whole thing. Just calling it right now.
She seems like
polished.
She's polished. She seems like she really could have won both episodes. But
agreed.
Yeah, she's good. I mean, this looks like really weird.
I love it.
On the edge of ugly, but it's pretty. It's on the edge.
I can see that. I can
but
see that.
I'll chirp it. It's weird.
Nice. It's like interesting. I'm intrigued. I want to know what her deal is.
Yeah, I liked her long weird nail thingies. I was like, okay,
yeah,
work.
Me too. Yeah, I liked it. They sort of look like umbrella stuff, you know?
Yeah, they
like
do
a
look
skeleton
like
skeleton of an umbrella, you know?
Right. Which every time you hold one in public, you get struck by lightning, like Mr. Wile E. Coyote.
Like I'm Utica Queen.
Fuck. Okay. Next, we have coming into the workroom, this hairy cunt. We have, of course, Ava Hangar.
She's giving us like vintage fish a little bit.
She really
like
is.
Like housewife with a secret.
I mean,
a lot of hair.
I'm going to say Mrs. Yeti Davis. That's very the vibe. It's very. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's always time for a cocktail.
My God.
You know what I mean? What do you think about this?
Ava Hangar. I actually think she's really cute out of drag. Like she has a huge mouth.
Very
really interesting
zaddy.
To look at. Like very zaddy vibes. I really like her. I love her out of drag looks. They're like really interesting. But then when she's in drag, it feels, I mean, it is just like, it's she Mrs. Kasha Davis 2.0 for me.
She is like a dirty old man that you want to go on his boat. You know what I mean? But it's like kind of a dirty old man.
Why
where
boat?
It's like,
why boat, bitch?
Bitch, I've met this dirty old
why
man on the pier of Mykonos. Like, you know, he's wearing like the gayest shirt possible, boat shoes, tiny shorts, and he's kind of just like, it's.
You want to get on his Vespa. Can we be accurate geographically?
That's what I'm saying. But there's cruising and there's sailing, and she's kind of sailing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, she's giving you man of the ocean. Okay.
This is a burp. Oh,
yeah,
come on.
It's not really my. I mean, I don't know. Ava, she's not really my tea. Not really, yeah.
I don't know. Well, next we have coming into the workroom the big, bold, and beautiful Ivana Vamp.
I like her vibe. I like her drag. I like that she's there. She's like a plus size queen, and she gives that old school glam. She's like the Tabitha of Italia.
Oh my God, she really
is. That very old school, old school.
She
drag.
Is. She is. She
I'm here for
been
it.
Funnier. Yeah. Is it weird? Here's the thing. Let's be honest. Mm.
It's a little bit unfair that when we're like, you're a big queen, you have to be funny. Like, let's be real.
Interesting.
When a queen is big, they're like, you have to be funny. Sorry, you're fat. Like, you have to be funny.
Ooh, I mean, speaks to a bigger issue.
Of course.
But I don't disagree with you. I actually think you're very right. Because just based on looks, the way that she looked, I was like, this is our funny queen. This is our comedy queen. But it's like, well, why? Why can't she just be glamour?
She can't. She's not allowed to be.
She's not allowed to. I mean, this was Delta Works' downfall in her season.
Yeah, that's actually true.
She wasn't funny. She went home in the stand-up challenge.
They wanted her to be funny.
She wasn't.
Couldn't do it.
Some queens are just not funny. It's okay, Mono.
Yeah, it's fine.
Some queens aren't funny, Mono. And that's
fine. That's 100% fine.
It's fine, Mono.
It's fine.
But some queens, like you, are not funny.
Okay.
And that's okay.
Okay. She's cracking herself up. I don't know who else is laughing, but she's cracking herself. Okay. Okay, Pithia at the roast. You're just cracking yourself right up. You think you're so gaggy. Listen, next week have coming into this damn workroom, this Italian bitch, the one and only Lerish.
Okay, another one. Out of drag trade.
Yeah, in drag.
A little sleepy. Her workroom shit was so sleepy to me.
Yeah, she is a little sleepy. It's that thing where, like, you know, we all know this, like, queens try to give bedroom eyes, but sometimes people are like, no, they're just sleeping. Asleep. Yeah, you're just
she's passed silly
right
asleep.
Away.
Those eyes were closed, honey.
Is this a chirp or a burp?
I don't really remember what she looked like, so I'm going to burp it just because it's not memorable,
like,
to me.
She was wearing, like, she had these, like, burlesque kind of feather pieces and kind of, like, a black, it's not good. It's a burp.
It's a burp. It's not saying anything new to the drag conversation.
No. Which is why, frankly, so is...
Careful now.
Ooh.
Careful, what you going to say?
So is Ivana Vom's look. It's also a burp.
Oh.
Okay, controversial queen enters. Let's talk about her. We have, entering the workroom, this old Italian bitch with the silver hair, Enorma Jean.
I love her. Period. She gives me glamour. She gives me, like, what I think, and I'm just a dumb, stupid American, but to me, she feels the most Italian drag artist.
Yeah.
And for that, I mean, God, winner, winner, chicken dinner? You know, like, to me, it just feels like that.
Don't curse this pod.
Excuse me, what?
Don't curse our podcast like that.
What?
Don't curse.
How am I cursing it? How am I cursing it?
You're invoking dark, sad spirits.
I pulled out the Ouija board, the Drag Race Ouija board.
I agree that she is fantastic. Something about her really gives me, like, the cunty, you know, Greek, whatever, Mediterranean women I'm used to.
Uh-huh.
I love that her fucking arms are T-Rexing about her torso the entire time.
I don't know. There's something really glamorous about Enorma Jean. And the name Enorma Jean is funny to me.
I think she's giving the best television. Like, hello.
She knows what she's doing. She ain't stupid.
She's not stupid. She's in just these two episodes, she's been a hero, a villain, a goddess, unimaginable, unstoppable, perfect in every way.
A mother, a child, a sister, a bitch, all of those things.
Yeah, she's been fun. And I hated her. And then I was like, okay, you got stories. Okay.
Okay. I mean, a chirp for me.
What about this bitch who's coming, unfortunately for my gig, the next queen to enter the workroom, Lucrecia Lubamba.
Lucrecia Lubamba, a.k.a. Mono Agapian. What do you think? Girl, this is
proof.
I was like, did Lucrecia Lubamba look at a UCB Drag Race tape and then just literally copy Basic Bitch's whole fucking thing head to toe? Like,
here's why
was gagged.
This is gutting. This is proof that I'm bad at drag.
No, this is proof that you could be on Drag Race, because Lucrecia Lubamba is on Drag Race.
And middling.
She's not doing bad, though.
Shut the fuck up. Listen.
Listen, your drag is valid. Lukisha Lubamba has proven that your drag is valid.
It is.
As rickety and rickety as it might be, it's valid, bitch.
It's also like her drag is also very Euro trash. Like, it is close.
Someone commented on you being Lukisha Lubamba, and I fucking died. Deceased. Yeah. I went to my grave. I mean, it was. I mean, she fucking.
I look like the bitch.
And it's not
like
a read.
It's not a read.
It's just a fact. Lukisha Lubamba. I also love saying that fucking name.
It's a fun name to say.
The new Poopy Poison is Lukisha Lubamba.
I don't. She's wild. It is fun to say. It is fun. And her looks burpy. Let's be honest. Her looks burpy. It's something I'd wear.
She walked in and I was like, this is okay.
This
okay.
bitch. And I'll clock myself. You barely corseted. You're trying to pull off a mullet dress to give you hips. But
I was like, she's like this pop. That's her like whole thing is like, I make albums. I'm a recording
artist. Right.
And I was like, really?
Okay. Yeah. Apparently.
I mean, it's a burp for me. Sorry.
It's
sorry,
a burp.
Sorry, Lukisha Lubamba.
It's burpy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, do you hear that? Do you hear that hot breath coming off of my chest? Because I got a lot of things to say. I swallow some things and I, no, stop it. That's not funny. Okay. Save it for the main stage of Drag Race. I swallow a lot of things like stress and like when people are being rude to me and when like I can just like navigate. That's kind of one of my issues as a person. Like I navigate issues by just swallowing it all, taking it in and being the quote unquote bigger person. Guess what? Getting things bottled up is not good for you. It affects you negatively because mama, the body keeps the score. Ting, ting, okay? Your body is that NFL scoreboard, honey. And therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. So why not work through whatever's weighing you down with the help of BetterHelp? I benefited so much from therapy and I cannot express enough how important it is to have a regular practice of sharing your feelings. BetterHelp makes it so much easier, you know, because they have a broad range of therapists all over the world. You can conveniently connect with them on chat, on video, on text. I think you should really think about giving BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Honey, don't swallow that. Stop it. Don't you dare swallow that. You need to get that off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But next, coming in the workroom, is Elektra Bionic.
I live for her drag.
She's the stunner.
I live for her aesthetic. Yeah.
She's the stunner of the group. Like,
I mean,
there's a couple gorge ones, but she's.
Oh, yeah. She's the face.
She's insanely.
She looks insane.
She's
the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also tall, long. I mean, this woman.
And meaty. She's got some meaty legs.
Oh, well, yes, yes. Well, you know, it's all that. It's all the dough, girl. All the
pasta.
Dough, girl. The carbs, honey.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Rich.
She got them nice and thick, girl.
You better eat your squid ink, you bitch. You better get that farfalla. Listen.
I love it. I love her. I think she's sort of like.
And I'm
scared
like
she's
of her.
Posting right now.
Little bit.
She's not really standing out to me, but like the look, if she were on paper, I would be like, that's the winner.
I feel like, though, I mean, there's something missing. There's plenty of people dragging their ass through the dirt, so she's going to be fine. Like, unfortunately, there's plenty of people just kind of delivering bullshit, so she'll be okay for a second. Yeah. 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 Stop sipping tea, you dumb bitch. So we meet the host. We meet Priscilla and, of course, lovely guest judges. One seems to be a TV personality. One is more of a fashion style.
I mean, it's very much. Yeah, very, very that formula, you know?
Very that.
What do you think of the judges? What do you think of the judges in Italia?
They're cute. They're cute. I like them. I really.
But yeah. I feel a butt is coming on.
I like them. Is it weird that I'm kind of like Priscilla?
You are so over the scene. I can already tell you are tech the fuck out of it.
I don't know. I don't know. I could change my mind. Priscilla is a really hot man.
Yes, agreed. Agreed. Trade. And she also, I mean, she is also giving us very like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert drag, which is a little, it's not like glam.
It's not.
It's very much like that's a man, Maury. You know what I mean?
It's
drag.
Very that. And that's fine.
And
I
that's
mean,
totally
clearly,
fine.
I do bearded
it.
Drag.
Right.
But I ain't a host of a drag race fucking franchise.
That part.
I don't know. I don't know.
That part.
I mean, I guess I'll say this really rude, mean, awful, mean spirited thing.
Oh.
She's probably like the least beat judge of all the Drag Race judges.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. She just it's
you
like
right.
it's just
you
it's right. just her like features are really strong.
Yeah. 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 And she's a hot, gorgeous man. It's she's gonna a, be she's, hard to transform. Yeah,
she's very
her.
Much like Pit Crew and you know, she's very much
Girl,
Pit Crew doing
She's
drag.
Pit Crew.
Yeah, she's giving us Cameron Michaels fish.
And she has a body. Like I've seen her Instagram. Like she has a gorgeous, stacked, muscular body. Like okay. It's ridiculous.
Oh, she's thirsty for her. Okay.
I'm thirsty. Okay. So they do the mini challenge. They do a picture mini challenge where they're on a gondola and then the wind and they throw shit at them.
Very vintage Drag Race vibes.
I want them to splash water on them. I think it was a missed opportunity. They should have splashed water on their asses.
Didn't they?
No. Oh, I mean, I guess they did a little bit, but like I wanted them to get buckets in
That's
the face.
That's because you're evil, though.
I'm just saying, though, like, is it funny or not? Because just watching a wind machine hit them is, or like them throwing this fake kelp is not the same.
Yeah.
As...
For me, it's not funny because I have a sophisticated sense of humor. But maybe for you, like, yeah, if that's funny for you, if seeing wet drag queens, like, sure.
Weren't you just quoting Trixie Mattel like about 3 seconds ago?
Like I said, sophisticated. Work.
Why do I feel like I'm babysitting? Like, why do you
like because you're old.
Listen, so whatever. It's a challenge. They gotta make some shit. They gotta put these looks together.
Very first episode of Drag Race. I mean, we all know the first one is a design.
It's classic.
Always.
And these girls are crying out the boot. These girls are like, all right, time to design.
I mean, they know what show they're on. You know what I mean? They know what show they're on. They're not waiting for nobody. They don't care if the cameras are rolling or not. They're just going off.
Mm-mm. A lot of fun, sad, sob stories.
Yeah.
You know, our families hate us for sucking dick. Classic. Classic stuff. So what are you going to do? It was cute. I will say it was cute, like, watching them huddle up and support each other.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Was
but
cute.
Then, like, 1 second, they're, like, really kumbaya about it. And literally the next shot is of them, like, pulling their hair. You know what I mean? It is so funny to me how these queens can, like, love each other. And then the next second... be at each other's throats. It's kind of like you and me, actually.
It's true.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call you my sister, but yeah, everything else was true.
No, cause you would call me your daughter because you're that old.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, yeah. Like you're my daughter. Mm-hmm. My special needs daughter. Like, you're the... So let's see, they're talking. I don't have time for this. Maurizio's talking about being his best self and how divinity saved his life.
Yes.
All this gorgeous stuff. And I'm ready to chirp and burp these looks, which are celebrating Italy. What do you say?
Let's go.
Priscilla comes out. Priscilla does look lovely. Gorgeous pink and black dress.
Yeah. She still has a man face, though.
Whoa!
I mean, it's not... I'm not being shady. I'm just being real.
I do think that a better makeup artist could probably get some...
It's just her like, face is so sharp and so masculine.
Girl.
And she has had surgical assistance. Let's not beat around the bush here.
They should call her face not- the fucking Ginzu, because that thing can cut you up.
Okay, she cooks. Anyway... But you know what I mean? It's like Brooklyn Heights is like one extreme of like getting plastic surgery to look more feminine. And I feel like Priscilla is like has surgery to make her more masculine,
mm-hmm.
which is totally fine and valid. It's just like the beat yeah. is severe.
It's severe up in here. It's severe mm-hmm. up in here. Okay, so the first look is Elektra Bionic.
Yes.
She's giving Italian flag, but it's also very like
but
feathers.
But whore.
Very yeah. weird.
She's given a showgirl slut.
It's pretty tacky, but she is gorgeous, you know?
I like the way it was designed, though. I mean, like, her drag aesthetic is naked. So,
yes.
To me, it was true to her drag, and it was a nice attempt. I mean, I'm going to chirp this. I think it was cute.
I'll chirp it. I think her body's gorgeous. The construction is nice. The color palette
is like,
the Italian
flag. It's
not
incredible, but yeah, it's
right.
cute.
There was a way to make it look a little less Party City, but...
How?
Apparently that's where she belongs. I don't know.
How?
I don't know. I mean, you can incorporate the colors of the Italian flag without looking like a piñata.
How?
Okay. Great. Happy to.
See, that's what I thought.
Look, I'm not Marc Jacobs. I don't know how to fucking design these things, but... I don't know, like maybe a little bit of more of a muted color scheme, or maybe it's more of like a, what if it was all white, but there was like beaded stripes of the Italian flag down one side? That's my pitch. Okay, whatever, I don't care. I don't care. I don't like this season, so let's chirp and burp these looks. Okay, Lucchese Lubamba comes out next, giving. Oh my God, she's giving.
And that's it. That's all you had to say. Giving. Oh,
you know
God.
What's also so fucked up? I have these shoes. I have these shoes in gold, but I have these
Bitch,
exact.
Did you
shoes.
Fucking fly to Italy to compete in Drag Race Italia? Did you change your name to Lucchese Lubamba?
Oh my God. Maybe. Honestly, no comment.
No, it's a burp, girl. I mean, I'm sorry.
I wanted to like it, and it's also some bullshit I would wear.
Yeah. I think you have worn this before.
It's kind of similar. You know, like the silhouette I wear for the Christmas look?
Girl, I'm telling you, you've worn this look before.
God, I have bad taste. I have awful, awful taste.
Well, at least and you have taste, though. At least... You have taste.
True. You'll never be flavor. That's true. I guess it's a burp. It's a little too much. I don't know. I didn't hate it, but I think it's a burp.
No.
My taste is bad. I thought this was fine.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you, TW. My beard is scraggly. I'm going to get my hair cut, and I
can't read. There's something wrong with my IG where I
oh,
can't
really?
Read any of the comments.
That's probably good. That's probably good, because if you did, you'd be on suicide watch, bitch. These people hate you. But you hate me.
Not anymore.
He loves me now. Okay. Let's go to the next look, because we have a lot of bullshit to talk about. Oh. Merish giving black pasta headpiece, sort of fitted suit. This is pretty good, honestly.
It is actually surprisingly good. Yeah. I wish she sold it a little better on the runway, but this is a chirp. I dig this.
Yeah, it's a chirp. It's a chirp.
Mm-hmm.
Then Norma Jean comes out. I mean, this wasn't great, but she is good.
What do you mean this wasn't great?
This wasn't great. Her flowers falling off her shoe. She literally, this is a Shangela design challenge where she just like stuffed some shit in her bra over a dress she already had. Like, this is not, she did
True.
Not design this.
But yes, she's not a seamstress. She does not design stuff, but the bitch can
Excuses.
Sell. Excuses. The bitch can sell a look on the runway though. She can sell the look on the runway.
She had a
and
pizza
that's why
on her
I
head.
I give her a chirp.
No, this is a burp. This is terrible.
You're just jealous.
There's a pizza on her head. She has a gold dress on. She has a floral bow.
Is pizza not Italian?
None of this goes together. And you know
but
it doesn't.
The challenge is Italian.
It's still supposed to look good. You can't just put
Maybe,
different
but
things.
That's your but that's your interpretation.
She brought the luggage out with her and the look because she was so insecure. She's like, I better get a prop. I better get me a prop. Hi, Bobby. Hey, girl. Next, we have Ivana Bump coming out in something horrible. I mean, she should have been in the bottom. She should have been in the bottom.
I don't think so. She was fine. So I mean, it's a burp. Like, it's a burp. But it wasn't the worst look.
She's Absolutely wearing the kelp not. From the mini challenge. It's this really weird white.
Oh, my
white.
God. It made no sense to me. I was like, what is this? What are you trying to say? What
this
is this?
Awful. It's like a oh, really gosh. Horribly constructed dress with like kelp on one side. Yeah. It's a burp.
It's a burp. I'm sorry, Lana. I really like her a lot, but
I know
the looks it's ain't, not good. Ain't right. The looks ain't right. The looks ain't right.
Ava Hanger coming out in a very Magnolia Crawford dress, and look, but her performance is funny.
Yeah, you know? She's funny. She knows how to sell it.
She knows how to sell it. She's waving around some shit from her basket. Oh, fuck my drag. I think this is a burp because not very good.
Yeah, it's okay, but it's still a burp. It's not innovative.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Next, Farida Kant coming out in the sort of
winner
rococo plaid winner.
Harlequin.
Yes.
Sort of jester look.
It's yeah. Gorge. The detailing, the pops of this
it's perfect.
Kind
there is no
chrysanthemum.
Notes. Yeah, it's perfect. And it's giving us stunning. That commedia dell'arte sort of.
Oh, it is very commedia dell'arte. It mm-hmm. is. It's a chirp.
Yeah, cute. Very occhi di gatto.
You fucker. Then Divinity comes out in her red bow and nothing else. Don't hate this.
I don't hate it either. I thought this was fine and should not have been in the bottom two at
She's
all.
She's gorgeous.
I think this was a miss from the judges. I mean, I guess the bow wasn't. Like, the bow was triangular shape or whatever, but
that's
like...
So what? That's,
it looked good on the runway, and I think she sold it really well, so...
She looks good.
What we're talking about.
No,
this was a
chirp
for me.
This
Absolute
was such
chirp.
A chirp.
This is, compared to a bunch of the other ugly-ass dresses that were there, this
Agree.
Was good. Yeah, weird. I don't know why they were zeroing in on Divinity, because I thought this was good.
I agree. I mean, the bottom... And then the bottom, of course, is Lukisha. And Divinity.
Yeah.
But it easily could have been Homegirl. Easily could have been Miss
Ivana. Yeah.
It could have been any two of them, honestly. It also could have been who we love, but her runway was awful. I mean, even the presentation she did was awful. Your favorite. What's her name?
Not a Norma.
She could have been in the bottom.
Why do you hate her so much, is my question.
I'm just saying she could have been. But whatever, this stunt gets pulled. They send her ass home. They wait so long.
So long. I was like, y'all are mean.
Oh, they're really mean.
This Truly. Is mean. But let's talk about that lip sync song, Occhi di Gatto. Because the special guest is like apparently a voiceover artist in Italy, and she's like a very big deal. She's like a singer, so she sings a lot of like theme songs. I know that she sings the Totally Spies theme song. And the reason I know that is because I was so Because I was so obsessed with Oki de Gato after it was like, when I tell you I was obsessed with Oki de Gato, I was obsessed.
After hearing this?
Absolutely. I heard this and I was like, this is my favorite song of all time now. I went on a deep dive and I found that she sings all the theme songs, all the shows.
You are so weird.
If y'all listen to the Italian version of the Totally Spies theme song, which she also sings, it's a bop as well. Oki de Gato is the best song I've ever heard in my life, and I stand by it.
You're fucking crazy. It's so weird that like you have
it's such a good song.
Taste level, but then you love this fucking 70s Italian popcorn pop song.
I fucking, well, first of all, it Italian disco is like my favorite genre of
I know
all
you love
time
that shit.
Ever.
I know
but
you
like,
love that
this,
shit.
This is just like, it's in it's a corny territory that I fucking, the song, the audacity to play this at a lip sync. I'm like, y'all making them sing a children's song?
So this, so you like it ironically.
Then. I don't think, at first I did, but now I genuinely play it, and I kid you not, maybe six times a day. Back to back to back. That and Kim Petras' Coconuts is like on heavy rotation.
Oh my God,
for me.
You need Jesus
back
right
and forth,
now.
Back and
I mean,
forth,
I love Kim Petras. That I'm here for. That, we love Coconuts. Well, I mean, look, it is true. Lukisha did lose this lip sync.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Neither of them was amazing, but Divinity,
I thought Divinity
had fun.
I thought Divinity added a sensuality to Oki de Gato that wasn't there before.
You're so stupid. Yeah, I agree. I would have been okay if they sent home Lukisha.
Absolutely. I mean,
they didn't. They kept her. The cast
is small. And to me, I thought, I was like, this could have been a mercy killing. Why are you roping in Lukisha Lubamba to keep competing in this competition? You know,
she should have been in the bottom.
She ain't gonna win this fucking show. You know good and well she ain't gonna win.
They could have put her in the bottom this week and they didn't because it just would have been so redundant to be like, oh, fuck. Like, she easily could have. You're right. Well, that, if you're just joining us, by the way, we are now talking episode 2 of Drag Race Italia. If you like this bullshit, you can support us by throwing us coins on the Venmo. I'm at Mono Agapian on both the Venmo and PayPal. Oscar.
And I am on Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
Ooh, okay. So we're back in. Everyone's here. I do love that the cast is only 8 people. I'm guessing that means it's probably a 6-episode season, I guess.
Well, with all these like double Shantays, who the fuck knows, girl?
That's true. That's very true.
Because no one was sent home, so there's still 8. Yeah, 8 is such an interesting number. Like, why 8?
I mean, it has to be an episode order thing.
Maybe. But it could
maybe
be
only
just
8 people. Maybe only 8 people applied.
That might explain Lukisha Lubamba.
Oh. Then they make them play Limbo. I don't have nothing to say about this.
I mean, this
nothing
is
to say
like,
about
okay,
this.
Whatever.
What a waste of our time. And now they're doing infomercials. About with different products.
This is a very short form improv exercise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's goofy. It's goofy.
Very goofy. Very goofy.
But I actually like the infomercial challenge. I think it's a good test of do something, be fun, present a funny idea. We have to do this stuff all. Like, I feel like that's a good skill for any, not even just like comedians. It's a good skill to be like, you got to do something.
You got to sell. Yeah. Teaching our kids to be capitalists at an early age. Yeah. Learn how to sell shit.
Yeah. And it's Drag Race canon. It goes back as early
as
like
canon.
Drag Race canon.
But were you not, you know what isn't Drag Race canon?
What?
Is when they told Norma Jean that she had to sell nothing. Were you not gagged?
That I love.
I was thoroughly gagged. I was like, oh.
I was like, this is good.
So mean.
I would have wanted that.
Really?
I would have wanted the nothing too. I think so. I mean, I would have been fine with the nothing thing because the nothing is an invitation to a character. So like the nothing is an invitation to why am I selling nothing? And that like, am I a drunk housewife? Am I someone who gambled away their life? Like, I feel like it's a gift personally. Whereas the other ones are like, this is a hair dryer. Okay, this is a hair dryer.
Well, it was a hair dryer.
Who gives
megaphone.
A fuck? Sure. Sure, but like, why would I give a fuck about a hairdryer?
Well, that's where the challenge comes in, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Look at what my hair is doing.
I kind of like your hair like that.
Ah! Okay, great. It's my new thing. Then we have a gushing moment from Norma Jean.
Ooh, gushing. Ugh. Fuck.
Sorry, bussing. She really opens. She opens her emotional bussy, and she lets us know.
Okay.
How long
was
this?
That moment was wild because it was so long, and it was like so over edited with like, you know, this like
flow, like
the longest story of all time.
It was, yeah, it was long.
I think she might have been nominated for an Academy. I think she could be nominated for an Academy Award based on the length of this monologue.
Yeah.
And the way that it was edited, I was like, oh shit, okay. Because I was like, this story was meandering a bit. And I was like, what is happening?
It's
and then
funny.
I was like, oh, okay, I get it. Okay, what? Well, but, you know, I was affected by it. I really was affected.
I was affected. She's good. She's a good salesman. And I do mean man.
Why are you so hateful?
I don't even know. But yeah, it was moving. She really opens up about her status and opens up about, you know, unlike some contestants when they talk about like having fear, having stage fright because their dad forced them to dance in front of their friends. Unlike that, I was like, okay, this feels
real. Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh yeah, Eureka.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
How hot is this guest judge, Gianmarco Sorino?
Oh my God. Is he queer? Is he queer at all?
He
strikes me as straight, but my fucking
fuck him.
Just Italians are so freaking sexy.
They really are.
I mean, and I don't want to generalize. And I'm sorry for generalizing, but
that was some racist generalization you just gave.
I know I'm being such a racist by saying all Italians are hot. I apologize. I'm gonna go on live right after this and make a public apology.
But honestly, bitch, I mean, drop me in the antipasti because I'm sopped the fuck.
Literally, I want to chow down on their calzones, if you know what.
Oh my God. What if you were trapped in an elevator with all of the Italian pit crew?
They would back away from me. They would push me. They would find a way to throw me out of the elevator.
Down the shaft.
They would fuck each other and I would just be in the corner watching it. Which honestly, fine.
Fair. Very fine. I mean that could be a kink too. That could be a moment.
I would be sitting like New York, that New York meme.
Hey, which one? This one?
No, while she's just sitting down with her sunglasses on, like in the bed, do you know what I mean?
Oh, just this.
Sort of waiting.
She was ready to go get her man. Oh man, but little did she know that delicious, that he was gonna choose delicious. Oh, and that was before hoops. Oh my god, that was a hard moment for her. That sucked. So let's trip and burp.
Yeah, New York was the one that really suffered through all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we feel bad about New York. Yeah.
I do miss her. I want to see her more. I know she's still, she just released like nail polish line. So go support New York. Yeah.
Okay, work.
Go support her. So let's go trip and burp the Great Divas runway and then we'll talk about these insane commercials.
Yes.
So the first one out is Eva Hangar coming out as Moira, who I do not know. But I'm guessing
don't know either.
Is Italian.
Well, Moira was like the first drag queen. Is that correct?
I refuse to do my research.
I feel like she was like the first Italian drag queen.
I see.
Did you like this look? I'm trying to remember.
It's like she had
it's like
a cape,
white, right?
And then it was like a white little like kind of like knee length.
It was like simple in a way that I was like,
not. Yeah, no, it's a burp. It's like not awful though. It's not like, oh my god, that's hideous. It's just like not particularly interesting.
Yeah.
So I'll burp it.
Yeah. Same. Burp.
Then we have Farida Kant giving you Rain on Me. She's
Gaga. This was pretty accurate to her.
This is great.
Yeah, Rain on Me music video. It was really good. Very support. Chirp all the way.
Really good. Really chirpy. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. It's fucking, it looks expensive too. Chirp. Next, we have Lukisha Luamba coming out as Circus Brittany.
And now, then, bitch, you have worn this look before.
Fuck.
She fucking went to your closet and stole that Brittany look, bitch. Like, for real. She said, Circus, yoink.
This isn't good. That's not good news for me.
I mean, it's burpable, bitch. It's her, the hair. The hair isn't doing her any favors. Priscilla's right. Like, the beard and the hair like that, like, it just
all
covers
up
her face. Like, she needs tall hair and hair away from her face.
And the bottom of the outfit is just, you know,
girl, it was
started
incorrect.
Drag.
It was incorrect, girl.
I mean, there's no right way to do drag, but if you're going to be bearded, dare I say, you might want to lean a little heavier in the female illusion body-wise?
Not even that. Or I would say, like, push past the female body if you're being a bearded queen. Like, what statement are you saying with the beard? And I think Lukisha Luamba is almost there by being like, I don't want to be I want to break drag stereotypes. But I'm like, how are you doing that, though? Because right now, you're just giving me sort of fishy with a beard.
You're right.
Which is not really saying much.
You're 100% right. It's not, if it were like saying something, like when we have gender fucky queens, they really like to say shit like the queens on Dragula, I feel, who are very gender fucky.
Sure.
Like, and when they do, it's like, oh, there's such a strong point of view here.
Right.
But this is kind of like Halloween drag.
AKA. Mono.
Me. Yeah. Next, we have Electra Bionica giving you Dita Von Teese.
This
bitch.
Was correct.
Girl.
This was
fucking bitch.
Correct, honey. I was like,
wow. She's so gorgeous.
This is her drag. This is her aesthetic. This is where she belongs. This is where she's the most comfortable.
Wow.
If she zeroes in on this like showgirl sort of like vibe, woo! I'm on board with her journey. I'm excited.
Damn.
It's a chirp for me.
I love it. Yeah, it's a big chirp. There's just you can't deny this shit. This fucking beautiful burlesque
the
moment.
The face, the mug.
Oh,
I dare to
fucking
into that mug. It's
no, it's not. It's Sean. It is, bitch. Mm-hmm. The sun is jealous because she is bright. She is shining bright. So next we have Larish giving this Kim Kardashian dress, which is already reminiscent of a look that, you know, Monet Exchange did. Yeah. It's like identical. To
identical.
That
I was like, who did it better? And I was like, they both sort of did it the same.
Oh, come on. You got to, I mean, come on. Monet was a little better.
How, girl?
I mean, they were right there. The seeing the very clear, like, breastplate difference does make it a little less interesting.
I mean, I don't know. I just think the inspiration feels a little like, ugh, Kim K, that Kim K look. I'm like, eh, whatever.
Burp. But let's go. Burp.
Yeah, it's a burp. It's a burp for me.
Then we have Maria Callas, which is, of course, being portrayed by Ivana Valp.
Which I liked. I thought it was good.
Very classic drag.
Very classic drag. I mean, it's not really adding much to the conversation, but I think she looked great. I think she looked stunning. And I think she did look like Maria Callas. So I think it brought like an element of refinement. And the way she walked down the runway sold it to me. So for me, this is a chirp.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? What problematic, hateful shit are you going to say now?
It's just boring. It's just pretty damn boring. Oh, I'll chirp it.
Makes sense. Make you make sense, bitch. Make you make sense. Because to me right now, I need a Rosetta Stone to understand you.
Like, yeah, right. Like you have $300 of exposable income. Please. Divinity comes out as Beyonce. Beyonce.
Soak what up?
Beyonce. Bitch, you look like Luther Vandross in a wig. No, this isn't Beyonce. No. Time out. I also, the judges made a comment that didn't make me super comfortable.
What? Oh, yeah.
There was like a concealer comment made during this, and I was like, I feel unsafe. I feel a little unsafe. I don't know where you're going with this joke. It might be lost in translation, but I don't feel safe.
Burp.
Enorma Jean comes out as Sophia Loren.
Gave her all the money.
I will say it's pretty good.
What are you going to say?
I just think...
Just let her have this, bitch. Why are you being so difficult?
The wig, Sophia Loren never has black hair.
Oh my God. You're so stupid. I grew up loving Sophia Loren. You don't know who the fuck she is, bitch.
Oh, she's... Bitch, she has the same birthday as my mom. I grew up...
My mom
made me gay via watching old Hollywood movies, and I've seen every Sophia Loren movie.
You can't say that.
I can.
Because it's not true. You can't say that.
Where's the lie?
You can't say that because that's not true.
Well, you just came here to fight, but I'm one to resolve this issue. Okay, so go smoke your cigarette, bitch.
she wasn't giving you Sophia Loren?
No, it was good. It was just the wig was distracting.
Wow. I think she had truly the essence of Sophia Loren to a T. And she won, deservedly. I think she was great.
Okay. It's a chirp.
Sure, it's a cacao for me.
It's a chirp. It's fine. Come on.
It's a cacao. It's a cacao. Be honest. You're wrong.
Relax.
It's a
cacao. Okay, let's talk about the commercials. Relaska talks. No! Clicks can be dangerous.
Ah, I like that. No, I remember that. That's very funny.
So we have fucking Ava Hangar's infomercial. I was surprised this wasn't funnier.
What was her thing again?
Telefono. Where you can use this telephone anywhere. You just plug it in a hole and off you go.
But it's like to talk to her, to the voices in her head?
It was a little unclear to me. But I will say, let's be fair, like, laughter is like humor.
We're losing stuff in translation. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the idea was a little messy, a little unclear. Not the worst.
but definitely not the best.
There was also a little bit of a sexual assault joke in this first one. There's I mean, and that's just a humor in different countries thing, but there's a shot where the Go-Go Boy is clawing his way out of a camp, like out of a tent, and he's getting dragged back in by Ava Hangar.
He's getting fucked to death, yes.
Fuck. Just clocking that. There's differences in what we are willing to laugh about. I think that's going to come up again. Like, because Italy's could be, I don't know how they feel. I don't know if they're probably not as sensitive.
I don't know, girl.
This commercial was terrible. Okay. next we have, of course, the stunning, the amazing, the completely acceptable drag of Farida Kant. I'm kidding. I love her. I love her.
You just mad.
No, I actually thought hers was probably the best. I mean, I was between her and Enorma, and I was like, okay, yeah, these two are the best.
What was her commercial?
Farida like did this weird thing where she's like, are you a misunderstood artist? I'll give you this.
Oh, the paintbrush. I thought this was good. I thought this was very good.
The look was good. She's good at giving levels.
The commercial was great. I will chirp this commercial for sure. It was really good. It was funny. And it was funny.
Yeah.
And it actually like made you want to buy it. Like it did its job. It was very successful in that.
It was good. She's funny. Chirp mm-hmm. on this commercial. Next, of course, we have after Farida Kant's, we have the stunning, the amazing, the completely acceptable Lukisha Lubamba. This wasn't good. And I mean, we could be missing it, but it felt like just from watching her, it was like the energy was here the whole time.
It was here the whole time.
True.
It was true. Bad. It was low. The commercial made no sense. She was dressed in this weird thing, and I was like, oh, is a reveal coming? No? Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
there was like a poo joke or something.
Miss Lukisha Lubamba, I'm nervous for you. But also, you should have gone home last week.
Also, you're lightheaded, so you get to leave the stage.
That part. What happened?
Not the max of it all. Not the max move.
What happened there?
So I like to take a moment. She's giving us, you know, season 7 realness.
I think maybe her corset was really tight or something and she had to sit down. I don't know.
Was it?
It didn't look like it was, but I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. She's having a panic attack maybe, but like,
I think it was a panic attack. She just got her negative critiques. She's like, fuck.
Is this like the first time where they excused a queen backstage? Because usually when queens have panic attacks, it happens on stage, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jocelyn Fox got to take care of her silver.
Oh, no.
Her silver homophobic bride.
No. The female gremlin? No.
That was a moment. No. Okay, whatever. We have another one from of the gorgeous Electra Bionic. You know, some of the humor was lost on me, but I liked watching her perform it.
What was the product?
It was like this fuck the kid. It was like Zanny the Nanny.
Yeah. She's got very Gen Z sense of humor, very like fuck everything, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pills. The pills. The sleeping pills, which are inherently problematic, but you know.
Humor disconnect. I mean, you know.
She sold it well, I think. She did a good job.
She did. And then unfortunately, Lerish gives almost nothing with her weird hairy app.
Oh my god, this fucking app. The clam app, I was like, girl, I don't understand a single second of this. Mm-mm.
You know, I'm like doing a good job hosting. They're not like having, I mean, it's like.
Well, this isn't Larissa's gig. Like, she's not a presenter in that sort of way.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree, Kyle. That is disrespectful to the female gremlin. And what else is disrespectful? I'll tell you what else is disrespectful.
I wish I could read these comments. Oh,
I know.
So
what happened to your Instagram?
I don't know what the fuck is going on with my IG. Anyway.
Ivana Vamp is next, and she really just goes to sleep. She is...
This was crazy because I was like, why is this so bad. I don't get it.
She's exhausted.
She's like, she's like off when she's like doing her thing. She's funny. Like when she's talking with the other queen, she's like very funny and charismatic and charming. But I think she just choked. I can't explain it, but this was bad.
Yeah, it was weird. It was terrible. It was awful.
Yeah, I don't get it. I didn't get a second of this. Yeah,
Divinity next. She does a good job giving levels. I will say the editors really did her a lot of favors because the editors in her little commercial, like in front of the Pyramid of Giza, she got so many sound effects. Like she got a lot of blink, dank, bonks.
Yeah. This was kind of boring for me.
Yeah. They're clearly doing her favors. They love her.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Enorma Jean selling nothing.
I mean, literally iconic. Truly.
Pretty funny.
Brilliant. Very intelligent. Very smart. Funny. Yeah. Like, hats off to Enorma. Like, really. And you know what? That's a winner. She's not going to win the season. Farida Kanz is going to win. But... Yeah. The bitch knows how to fucking do this thing.
Yeah. I think it could be Farida or Electa. They feel like the.
No, maybe the top three. Maybe top three, but.
Yeah.
For right now, Electra is missing a huge chunk of something.
Yeah. Who knows? It's happened before. It's happened before.
What's happened before?
That's someone who's not necessarily great at being a well-rounded queen.
Go ahead.
Did you watch UK 3? Did you watch UK
3? Okay, gato.
I hate you. I hate you. So let's talk about this really weird lip sync at the end. We, of course, Lukisha gets saved for some reason.
Valentina, whatever the fuck her name. I love it.
And love it's Lerish versus Ivanabomb. Yeah, Larissa's like better. Ivanabomb does almost nothing.
Slightly better. Yeah, it was just a weak lip sync all around.
Very weak. Very weak.
Did the right queen go home?
Yeah.
You think Ivana should have gone home over Larissa?
Well, you know.
I think Ivana has something to offer to drag that Larissa, I don't think, does.
Well, here's the tea. Ivana, horrible look the first week. Second week, comedy.
That's your opinion, because I do think her look was okay. Not incredible, but okay.
No, you don't.
Why are you telling me what I think?
I know you don't think it was good.
I think it was okay. I didn't think it was good.
Her silhouette was like the Holland Tunnel. And I know you know what that is because you're a New York bitch. She was just up and down. Nothing.
You kick a queen when she's down, bitch.
Holland Tunnel. Listen, she didn't offer comedy. But do you think she
had
to go?
No. I think she could have done, I don't know. I think the wrong queen went home. I think Larissa should have gone home. I was expecting Larissa to go home. I was very shocked when Ivana went home. And actually really sad.
Yeah.
I didn't want Ivana to go home. I think she had something to offer.
Think she didn't do it, sis.
But you know, she might come back. There's eight queens. Well, now there's seven queens left, so she might come back.
Yeah.
Pull stunts like this all over the place in Italia.
Possible. Very possible. Mm-hmm. You never know. But hey, that's it. If you like this Drag Race Italia content, you got to throw some coins at us because this is ridiculous. This Drag Race coverage is killing me. And if this matters to you, let us know with your coins. Even if it literally is a coin, a dollar, and anything, send us something. I'm at Manu Agapian on Venmo and PayPal. How about you?
I am Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O.
Yes, and if you like this pod, you might be listening to this on the pods, support us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Give us 5 stars with a written review on the Apple Podcast. It keeps dicks in our mouth. You know what I mean? It keeps nuts on the table and dicks in our mouth. So we need it.
What Mono calls a flesh pacifier.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, daddy, daddy.
You're wrong for that. You're wrong.
It did just go a little far. Okay, till next time. Hate you, bitch.
Hate you too.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.